For those of you out there who accuse me of using information control and not letting the other side speak, we're going to let the other side speak tonight, and we're going to see how it lines up with logic and facts and reason.
So today it's going to be another first for the response list. Today we're going to be responding to a 22-year-old pastor named Matt Powell. There is no logic at all into believing that one day God just decided to poof us into existence.
Well, number one, I'm not a pastor. If you would have done the basic research, you would have seen that I've always claimed just to be a college student. And then number two, you say there's no logic at all into believing that one day God just magically poofed us into existence. You're describing what the Big Bang teaches. It was literally a poof. So when you say there's no logic at all into believing that one day we were just poofed into existence, that's what the Big Bang teaches. The Big Bang literally teaches that all the matter in the universe was condensed down to a size smaller than a proton, and then in a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second, it went from that tiny point to something billions of miles across.
Yeah, so. That's so crazy. And I love how Dr. Kent Hovind puts it, it's smaller than a period on a page. Because some people don't even think, like, what is a proton? But, like, what's the size of a proton? I mean, it's way smaller than probably a period on a page.
Yeah, it's hundreds of times smaller.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this thing poofed into existence.
And created
but you think
everything.
And created everything. But yet you think it's crazy to believe that God could have poofed, I'll use your words, the universe into existence. I would say that that's the fallacy of false equivalence. That's an equivocation where they try to project their own problems onto creationists. They fling their own poo, like this guy just did, onto me. And I don't want it. You know, they can keep it. They can keep their fantasy land. You know, I'll make up a purpose for myself. It's so funny. You ask an atheist like this guy, what is the meaning of life? And so since they don't think there's any actual objective meaning to life, they'll say, well, my meaning of my life is whatever I make up. What they're admitting is that they're making up or make-believing a purpose for life. So, you know, it's pretending. They're pretending that there's a purpose when they know that there actually is no purpose. That's dishonest. And I've always said that evolution is impossible to defend honestly. So to finish this guy off, you know, he says, it's just crazy to believe that God poofed this world into existence. Well, number one, you believe it was a poof and that no one caused it, number two. And then number three, what's magical? Somebody creating the universe or matter and energy creating itself from nothing? This man believes in magic. You know, they often accuse Christians of believing in magic, but their worldview is magical by definition. You know, the Bible says the Lord hates sorcery. So the Lord's not into magic. God can do whatever he wants. He's outside of the laws of nature. So to try to confine God down in your 3-pound human brain is illogical and unscientific. So let's go ahead and move on to the next atheist.
So, according to you, we have to defy science to believe in evolution. Okay, well then please explain to me why the majority of scientists, 97% of them to be exact, all believe in evolution.
This guy's funny, man.
He is kind of funny. So, okay, so I find it amazing whenever somebody says, well, the majority accepts something, so therefore it must be true. You know, the majority of the people back in the days of old thought that the earth was flat. Does that mean it was true? Just because the majority of scientists believe in evolution or claim to believe in it so that they can make money, otherwise they won't get funded, doesn't mean that it's necessarily a true theory. And then just the fact that you're saying, if evolution's not true, then why do 97% of people believe in it? If you actually had evidence for evolution, instead of saying 97% of these people over here believe in it, look at what they say, you would actually give me evidence. You would say, okay, actually, here's the evidence for evolution. But instead, you've admitted somebody else has done the thinking for me. I may not have any evidence for it, but all I know is that these 97% of people already over here have done the research, so I'm going to trust them. I don't have any evidence. That's what he's admitting.
Funny, you said earlier they can't think for themselves. Buddy, you are 22 years old. Buddy, if there's anyone that doesn't think for themselves, I would say that it's freaking you. I'm Egghead. Thanks for watching, and good lord.
That's hilarious. Wow. It cracks me up. He mentions the fact that I said that these people aren't allowed to think for themselves. They're not allowed to. They can't think for themselves. Evolution, like I said earlier, is the only theory protected by law itself. So you're not allowed to be a free thinker. You're not allowed to free think outside of your box of evolutionary theory. Free thought always gives both sides. As a Christian, I can compare the word of God to evolution. I don't have to use information control. I can simply lay out the facts about creation, and I can show all the fantasies that evolution teaches. And I can let you freely choose between the two. I can do that. But in evolutionary theory, you're not allowed. You're not even allowed to consider the other side. Otherwise, your grant money will be gone. And so when I said that you can't think for yourself, what I mean is you're not allowed to think outside of that box. You're not allowed to be a free thinker. So I hope that this is eye-opening for you, Mr. Egghead, as well as your other atheist YouTubing buddies.